What is more important, the quality of time with your family or the quantity of time? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We've spent the last 40 years trying to convince ourselves that quality time is what's important. But is it? In today's time-famine culture, business comes first. Two working parents are the norm, and finding time for anything is difficult. And so we rationalize that quality trumps quantity, and we give lip service to the relationships we have with our spouse and kids. We promise to spend some quality time with our kids, but rarely do. A survey a few years ago said that the average child spends 30 minutes a week with his mom and 15 minutes with his dad. Hardly quality or quantity time. 2,500 fifth graders were asked, what is the one thing you want to have more of? Their answer was, more time with my mom and dad. And it's not just once a year with a trip to the zoo or an amusement park. They want to just hang out, be together, being close. Has the myth of quality time become a self-serving rationalization not for spending time with family? Is it a way of deluding ourselves into shortchanging our children and our spouses? Do you want good kids? Then spend some time with them. Real parenting takes place when we are together. Real parenting is spontaneous, and opportunities to teach life lessons happen when we least expect it. It's something that can't be planned and scheduled on your calendar like another appointment. You can't say, I think I'll give my family a little quality time Wednesday from 2 to 3. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. So what can we do to have more time with our families, our spouses, and our kids? How can we give them the time that they deserve? Here are a few ideas to try. First of all, sit down and have dinner together. In my family, everyone would agree that sitting down to dinner as often as possible, every night if you can, is one of our favorite times. It's become a valuable family tradition. It gives family members a time to talk and share and ask questions and feel a part of something bigger than them. And it connects you to each other's lives. Two, leave the smartphone at the door. Like most people, I'm tethered to my smartphone all day. But when I walk into the house at the end of the day, I leave my smartphone at the door. Being connected 24 hours a day makes every call, text, email, and Facebook notification more important than your family. Recently, I saw a guy at a hotel pool vacationing with his kids. He was splashing around in the pool, but he was wearing a Bluetooth headset just in case some important call came in. Really? Really? Stop it. Number three, cut out the non-essential activities. Poker nights, Monday night football at the local pub with friends, girls' night outs, and that extra Zumba class are all great, but don't make them an excuse for not spending more time with the kids. Some nights might be better spent at home playing games, eating pizza, and watching TV as a family. Plan that special date night with your husband or wife this week. Then next week, take the same amount of time and plan an activity with your family. Number four, make some time for prayer. Grace before meals, a bedtime prayer before lights out, or thanking God for the time we have together binds us together as a family and gives us a sense of gratitude for our blessings. I often say that I've never met anyone who on their deathbed said, you know, I wish I'd have spent more time at work. But I have heard many people say that their greatest regret was not spending more time with their spouse and kids. Time flies. Kids grow fast. In the blink of an eye, they'll be young adults. Don't miss the opportunity to spend some time together. Remember, there is no real quality time unless you have some quantity time. This is Tony Agnese.